So this bean has been picked today. It was growing this morning. So, you know, in 24 hours, this morning to tonight, you could be eating this butter bean or this pea.
At Fork in the Road, agritourism is our bread and butter, sometimes literally. We're always on the lookout for spots that showcase the great food grown by Georgia farmers and also provide an interactive experience. And at Calhoun Produce in Ashburn, we found just what we were looking for.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed south to visit Calhoun Produce. It started in 1982 as a predominantly row crop farm and has evolved over the years to be a seasonal hotspot destination for agritourists across the state. Families can pick strawberries in the spring, walk through the corn maze in the fall, take a wagon ride tour, and visit farm animals and honeybees. There's even a pig race. Is this pig sounds? Do I need to make pig sounds?
No, not you.
There's always something happening at Calhoun Produce, with fresh fruits and vegetables growing every season. And yes, they are easy to find. When you're driving I-75, get off at exit 92, go 6 miles east, and here's the key. Look for the giant strawberry. And speaking of strawberries, they were in peak season when I visited. On a beautiful spring day, I spoke with Sheila Rice, a second-generation owner. Her parents, Gerald and Joyce, founded Calhoun Produce, Inc. over 40 years ago.
And this is our 25th year growing strawberries, so we are proud of that. We're a family farm here. We grow 2.5 acres of strawberries, and this is April, and we've got a field full. We had some rain last week, and so we have a special going on strawberries right now because we need some people out here picking them. So we've got a lot of strawberries, a lot of red strawberries, and we're in peak season. We've just got a really good sweet strawberry. We grow Camarosa, the variety we grow here, and they've always done really good for us.
Calhoun Produce also offers a variety of activities that are fun for the whole family.
We call it fun on the farm. So every Saturday, we bring families out. We have wagon rides to see the animals. We have buffalo, horses, sheep, goats, pig races. We want families to come out to the farm, visit our honeybee house that we think is a great educational experience. We have a combine playground that's really fun.
A combine playground? I gotta see this.
So this is our combine playground. This is an additional playground we have here. And we took an old combine, and my brother Brad, my husband Mike, they kind of made it a playground. You know, they added a swing and a slide, and the kids can get inside, act like they're driving, and just added some sand and made it fun.
Sounds like the best time a kid can have with a piece of farm equipment. So what else is there for families at Calhoun Produce?
A little red barn full of animals, a duck race, slides, swings. We just want the families to come out, but while you're here, get an educational experience too. We do field trips during the week. So we hope you'll pick strawberries while you're here and enjoy some homemade strawberry ice cream also.
Don't worry, y'all. I'm way ahead of you. Let's hear more about that ice cream.
Well, it is made with our strawberries, of course, and it's really good. You have to taste it before you leave.
Believe me, I did, and it's unreal. Sheila may be the owner of Calhoun Produce, but the queen lives in the honeybee house. As Sheila tells me, bees there don't just make honey, they provide an educational experience.
The bees, on our field trips, of course, we take the kids in there, and they get to see the bees. We have a live bee exhibit there, and they see the bees in the case. They'll find a queen bee, of course, in there. Here's the queens, right there. With a little dot on her back, we mark her so we can find her easy. There's a tube going to the outside, so the bees are on their own. They're coming and going, and we teach them about the bees, so when they get out here to the strawberry field, they won't be scared of the bees, because we can't have any crops in our food and flowers. We have to have bees to survive. So that's what we're trying to teach the kids, not to be scared of the bees. We need bees.
The bees are definitely what the buzz is about at Calhoun Produce, They're crucial to the whole process of growing these delicious red strawberries. And when I visited the farm, I got to see different stages of that process firsthand.
When it starts out like this, there's your bloom. That's what them bees are out here pollinating. So on the field trips, we tell the kids, don't pick the little flowers. So that's your bloom. That's starting out to be a strawberry, you see. And you see how it's changing, growing. To go from flower to berry is about 30 days, full-grown red berry. And then it just goes from stages, you know, like it just keeps ripening up. Now, strawberries, once you pull it off that vine, it's not going to ripen up. So when you pull it off that vine, make sure it's red all the way to the top, because they do not ripen up like the tomato does after it's picked. So get it red.
A strawberry picking tip to live by. When I talked to Sheila in the springtime, strawberries were the jam at Calhoun Produce. But it isn't their main crop. June through October, it's a different story. You butter bean leave it.
June through 1st of October, mid-October, is our main crop here at Calhoun Produce. We grow butter beans and peas, and we fresh shell them daily. And so you can come here and get you some fresh shell butter beans, butter peas, pink eye peas, creams, zippers, black eyes, you name it, we've got the peas here. We shell it daily. You can get it in 8-pound bags, 4-pound bags, or if you just want a mess, come here to our farm. We also have a second location at the Cordell State Farmers Market, and we're open up there June and July. But we would love for you to come down and get some fresh butter beans and peas, and you know, just give us a call, because we have a different variety every day. But that is our main thing we do here at Calhoun Produce, butter beans and peas.
How these butter beans and peas get ready for market is a unique and fascinating process.
All the peas are hand-picked. Our butter beans are machine-picked. We have big harvesters that we pick those with. They go in the hopper, and then they come here to the packing house. So these are the butter beans that have just been picked. Come straight out of the field. They've been graded on our grade line. There's 30 pounds in a bushel. So now it's going to be shelled through our continuous sheller. We shell them and pack them. They're really clean when we get through with them. We try to have it as clean as possible so you don't have much work to do at all except wash them when you get them home and blanch them.
The butter beans and peas get sealed up in a nice package for you to bring home.
This is the end product. This is what it looks like after we have shelled it. And so we have our, you know, our label on it, our Georgia grown, of course. And this is a traceability. So it tells everything about the product. So we do food safety here at the farm. So this is our cooler where it comes in to get it really cold before it is shipped out to local grocery stores, to your home. So this bean has been picked today. It was growing this morning. So that is fresh. And it can be on your table tonight, so you could be eating it. So, you know, in 24 hours, this morning to tonight, you could be eating this butter bean or this pea.
Butter beans are a staple of the southern kitchen. They're high in protein, fiber, and carbohydrates. If you're not from the South, you might know them as lima beans.
It's the same as a lima bean, but you know, in South Georgia, we call it a butter bean. A small, little baby, green butter bean. My daddy's been growing it since 1980, and we do a lot of them here on the farm. And if you haven't never had one, you need to try butter bean. Cooked with some corn and some fried chicken. You know, they're just great on a good southern plate with butter beans. But, I mean, there are other recipes I'm sure you can do with them. But me, personally, I just like a plate of butter beans with your good southern vegetables.
By now, I'm sure we've sold you on the butter beans. But at Calhoun Produce, that's far from the only thing they grow. If you're a fan of peas, even the more obscure varieties, this place is a wonderland. Peas.
We have pink eye peas back here. We do cream 40s, white acres, zipper peas, black eyes, lady fingers. So we do a variety of peas also. We do 6 or 7 varieties every day. We have 4 shellers. So some days we are shelling 4 or 5 varieties during the day. So you can come here and get, I mean, a freezer, you know, to stock your freezer full. You bring coolers, we have ice, and you can get pink eye, zippers, creams, butter beans, you know, more than probably you want to process at home in a day.
Butter bean and pea season is 6 months long, and it is split into 2 different phases.
We start the first week of June, go through mid-October on butter beans and peas. So we have a summer crop and we have a fall crop. So it's a long season, longer than most people think, because we just keep planting. It's 70 days on butter beans, about 60 days on peas, once you put it in the ground.
Sheila tells me the butter beans and peas are actually grown at the same time as the strawberries. And since both crops need different amounts of rain, this sometimes has its drawbacks. Luckily, though, Sheila has a system to keep her crops perfectly hydrated year-round.
Strawberries don't like rain, but my problem is I'm growing butter beans and peas at the same time I'm growing strawberries. So I'm praying for rain in one field, and I'm praying for no rain. Well, not really, no rain, because it does need rain, but because I can give it all the water I need, because I have drip irrigation down each row. So I can water what I need to. I can control it here where, you know, and I can irrigate there, but some days it's going to rain a lot. We'll get out here and we'll try to pick really hard to get all we can get picked out of the field. Because this is fruit out, you know, that needs picking. If it's ripe, if it's really dead ripe, it needs picking off the vine. I mean, you can't help but want to pick those. You see this look? See how they're just hanging?
Yeah.
They need picking.
Now that we've picked our strawberries, visited the queen bee, watched some peas get packed, and played on the combine playground, there's one more thing to do. Time to visit the retail store.
In our store, we carry lots of Georgia-grown products. So while you're here, we try to support all our Georgia-grown friends and vendors and carry their products in our store. So we have jams, jellies, syrups, barbecue sauces, cheese straws, chocolates, pecans. And so while you're visiting us, I hope you'll stop by our store and enjoy some of that also.
They even offered the perfect drink to top off a hot day on the farm.
So my mama, Joyce Calhoun, came up with this recipe back 25 years ago when we started growing strawberries. So it's our homemade strawberry lemonade. We sell it by the cup, by the gallon, by the half gallon. But this, we put it in the slush machine, make it strawberry lemonade slushy, or you can get it with ice. So this is a specialty of ours here, and it's really good. We are known for our strawberry lemonade, so you gotta have one of these too. We serve it in two sizes, a regular and a large.
Yeah, you're going to want the large. We've had quite a day at Calhoun Produce, and we've only gotten to a fraction of the activities they have to offer. So next time you've got a free Saturday, gather the family and head to Ashburn for a relaxing day of fun on the farm. Your heart and your stomach will thank you.
You don't just pick strawberries, you get a farm experience.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.